Now on Breakfast with Pat and Heels, Heels gets his gloves off.
Well, I was a bit pumped last night, you know, watching all this Queensland talent on the stage in Jersey Boys. And so I did think back to yesterday's Gloves Off and my proposal for February concepts for cricket to show that we believe in our sport and its fans. Australian Rules Football were at it again yesterday and, you know, not just the day before that, with theories of some coaches, you know, saying that we should be able to play every other club twice in 2 years, which would mean playing sort of like a season and a half. And I'm not sure whether they've, you know, asked the players whether they're happy with that. And they don't seem to be worried about the extra ACLs and concussions under fatigue, hammies getting ripped off bones or getting players' opinions first. They just say we can do it and the people need it. That is belief in their sport. Now, acknowledge for me at cricket, to show that we believe in our sport, you know, I came up with the idea of acknowledgement panel shows in February of all the year's achievements and previous year's achievements with some work experience hosts, current players, maybe an under-19 champion that's over at the World Cup at the moment, working with an experienced host. You know, the performer of the year type awards. And younger kids, you know, like the 11-year-old reporter over at the Super Bowl that was working with Patrick Mahomes today or overnight, picking their favourite NFL team. So those sorts of novelties could really unearth some talent. Three February weekends, I said, with Sheffield Shield interspersed between the weeks, if you like, or pushed more into March like it has been for the history of cricket. But for some reason, we've just eased off March and February. So three weekends, two conferences, East and West. East would play together in one particular venue, Queensland, New South Wales, Tasmania, Friday, Saturday night, and a Sunday afternoon final of that conference. West would be Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia, rotating venues. Then the final the following weekend, a cross-conference final in a determined, maybe predetermined venue. And then the third weekend is an origin. Queensland versus New South Wales, Victoria versus South Australia, Tasmania versus Western Australia. And possibly mandate, I thought, two country players in each team so that we're involving country cricket and making sure that the aspirations are strong out there. These can be all male and female concepts as well. So we get at least two more chances to go to the Gabba every year with a strong cricketing finish for each state. Would you want to go? And would you at least watch it on TV and streaming? Or would you travel interstate to go and see that last weekend of cricket? Or should cricket just stay a little quiet through February?